what the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and Bea at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
I'd know that knock on the microphone anywhere. It's Lee from the newsroom standing up.
G'day, mate. How are you going?
Terrific, buddy. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, pretty good, pretty good.
Saturday was just like a postcard, wasn't it?
It was beautiful, wasn't it?
Gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah. Got out, did a few things around town. Washed my car, you'll be pleased to know. So
the cleanest car in the history of the Triple M car park.
If it's not cleaner than Craig's now, it never will be.
Oh, yeah, it's a battle between you two.
It is.
I still reckon we've got to get Craig's car dirty at one stage. It's never seen dirt.
Never seen it.
Anyway, what are the papers saying today?
Yeah, so in the Daily Telegraph, silver bullet on ice crisis. The hard-boiled detective who smashed the notorious Brothers for Life gang has cut his teeth on the worst bikie massacre in our history. He's now in charge of a crack new squad to infiltrate the scourge of ice in country New South Wales. Very good. Also, the fall of the House of Joyce, the multi-millionaire who handed a rent-free property to the Deputy Prime Minister and his new lover, says Barnaby Joyce rang him up for desperate for a place to stay, and he was simply lending a hand to a mate. And in the Sydney Morning Herald, Catholic Church's hidden wealth revealed, while the church, notoriously secretive about its finances, owns property conservatively worth $30 billion across Australia. It grossly undervalued its assets to the Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sexual Abuse.
Okay, thank you for that, Lee. There's a lot of big words there for you and I at this hour of the morning.
Early for me.
What's happening locally?
Yeah, so a new cycleway, it's being built through a $2.18 million state government investment. That's going to go from Florence Wilmont Drive in Nambucca Heads to Nursery Road in North Maxville. So pretty handy there. The funding comes as part of an $80 million program under the Restart New South Wales initiative.
All right, more coming up. All the weekend sport. It's with Lee as he toddles off down the corridor in about 6 minutes' time. Thank